101.5 Truckee Tahoe Radio. Good morning. I hope you're having a great start to your day. I'm having a great start to the day because luckily I have Michelle in here from the Truckee River Watershed Council, and she is going to talk about the restoration project that is coming up this Sunday. So welcome, Michelle. Thank you for coming in.
Great. Thank you very much.
No problem. So this is the 22nd annual Truckee River Day and Fair cleanup.
Yep. About 22 years ago, three friends were sitting around a table and they were upset about the work that wasn't getting done. And they kept on saying, why isn't somebody doing something about it? And they said, wait a second, why don't we do something about it? So they started the very first Truckee River Day. They invited some friends and had signups around town expecting maybe 50 people to show up, and 300 showed up.
For their first?
For the very first
one. Oh my gosh.
So they realized they tapped into something that this community really cares about.
Yeah.
And they carried the tradition forward, and that grew into what is today the Truckee River Watershed Council.
Wow. How many volunteers are you expecting?
We expect each year we have between 300 and 500 volunteers.
Okay. That's great.
Yeah. It's terrific. So please join us on Sunday, October 15th. Mm-hmm. Projects will start at either 9 a.m. or 11 a.m., and then they go until about 2 p.m. You can register, find out a little bit more about our projects on our website at www.truckeeriverwc.org. Really a super fun project. Yeah. The weather will be perfect. Yeah.
Yes, it's supposed to be sunny and clear. It may be a little cool out there, but that's okay.
Cool.
And if you're working, you're going to work up a little bit of a sweat anyway, we hope. You know?
Exactly.
So what are they going to be doing? If somebody signs up either for a full day or a half day, what can they expect?
Right. So people will be going out and doing real restoration projects. These are really things that are helping our local environment. You know, it's going to be improving water quality and improving wildlife habitat. So we have a bunch of projects where people will be doing like revegetation, planting willows, seeding and mulching, you know, helping if there's an undercut bank on the river, things like that. And they really do tremendous things. Willows around here, if you get it in the right wet spot, willows grow like crazy. They're like magic out there. So
nice.
We have some great projects. Several sites on Alder Creek. It's the upper portion of the Emigrant Trail, so super popular area for mountain bikers and hikers and dog walkers.
Sure.
We'll be doing some projects there. We have another project on the Truckee Meadows, which is kind of near the rodeo grounds. You might have seen some not only road construction, which is the town, but also the Watershed Council has a really large-scale restoration project in progress there with some heavy equipment, and you can get a peek at that project as well.
Nice.
Some stuff over by Tahoe City as well. We'll be doing some restoration on a project we call the First 4 Mile Project. It's near the Fir Crags Bridge. And it's basically, if you're rafting down the river, you might have noticed there's a bunch of erosion happening on the riverbanks. And we're helping to shore that up, stabilize it so that the riverbanks aren't falling into the river, driving all of that sediment and soil into the, you know, polluting the river, essentially.
Right. Yeah. Is that due to our heavy winter that we had?
It's a combination of things. I mean, really, we have 150 years of heavy impact and development and logging and mining in our area. And so that's led to some significant environmental problems. And like I said, you know, recreation, we all love rafting down the river. I do.
Absolutely.
That too.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes we don't always think about where we're climbing out of the river. And so we're trampling vegetation. We're really kind of stepping on like fish spawning grounds. So we did a major project there last year in the First 4 Miles. If you saw it, it was a big deal. A lot of people, we were getting a lot of calls with questions, but it's held up well despite that huge winter that we had last year. And like you said, with heavy precip, we had higher than usual flows there. Mm-hmm. You know, thank goodness that restoration went in. Otherwise, there would have been a huge erosion. It might have even threatened the path. Maybe I'm overstating that. I'm not sure.
Well, it depends on who you talk to,
right,
I would imagine.
Exactly.
Do you guys ever have to redirect a route, maybe a river or a new path, like a mountain biking path or a hiking path or anything? Does that happen
a
lot?
It actually happens pretty often. And probably what's the most common thing is that maybe 100 years ago, people thinking that they were helping out redirected a creek. Like the Middle Martis Creek is a perfect example. example of that. The Middle Martis used to come down kind of from North Star around 267, and then it would spread out into what we call an alluvial fan across the entire Martis Valley. When they put in 267, they shoved it to one side. Mm. So it's funny, in some years you can see that one side of 267 is brown and the other side is green, and it's kind of strange. So last year we did a project where we again split it. We put some of the creek back on where it used to be on the north side and kept some of it on the south side. And we were actually able to protect not only kind of infrastructure, saving 267 and Caltrans and icing and everything like that.
Sure.
But what we were most interested in was the improved habitat. We regained hundreds of acres of wetland in there, and we're already starting to see vegetation come back. We're already starting to see birds come back, and it's just amazing. And, you know, it was definitely a fabulous perk that we could work with other partners in that area, like, you know, North Star, NCSD, Caltrans, Army Corps of Engineer, and everybody. It was a win-win-win situation. Everybody had some sort of a benefit from that.
Yeah, and I can imagine how satisfying that is to see such a positive outcome from all the hard work that you guys did, too, and to see that vegetation, to see the birds coming back over there. I mean, that's just absolutely wonderful.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break and listen to a little bit of music. We'll be right back with Michelle from the Truckee River Watershed Council with 101.5 Truckee Tahoe Radio.